sense, what are some of the biggest challenges, and where does kind of Sean Phillips rank in the guys that you're trying to game plan against?
Well, he's always been someone, whenever you go down and play San Diego or they come here, obviously, he's always been someone you've got to know where is on every play. Because he's someone that could change a game in a hurry with a sack fumble, create some kind of turnover, get pressure on the quarterback. So he's someone you always know. He's, you know, 95's marking all your cards and everything, and you got to get a good look by the scout team every week because he's going to play extremely hard every play.
How confident are you in that the turnover issues will be corrected this week?
Well, it's never anything you prepare for. You know, we've done, you know, you work on ball security drills all the time. It's something that we've emphasized as a coaching staff, not just this past week, but the entire year. It's something you got to. Because those are things that can change a game in a hurry. No matter, you know, how you move the ball up and down the field sometimes, and all of a sudden you have a turnover, and now they get the ball back. They get the energy on their defense and stuff, get going again. So we got to do a good job. When it's in our hands, we hold on to it.
Why do you think the green ball will be an effective training tool for Demaryius?
Well, there's a lot of value to that green ball, so you'd have to ask Tyke the reason, all the logic behind that.
Do you support the logic behind it?
Yes, I do.
Is it more mental? Because it's happened 2 weeks in a row to him, and it happened to other guys. Is it more of a mental thing? I know guys are coming at you trying to strip the ball away, but is it more of a mental thing, trying to hold on to that ball?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just something that happens, and, you know, the one ball he just flat out dropped. So, I mean, you don't see that very often in a football game when a guy goes to switch hands and drops the ball. So, and then in New England, your guy made a good play on him, and, you know, it's something we can't have happen, and he's got to protect the football, and that's going to be an emphasis this week.
Are fumbles and drop passes kind of part of the same issue, because both Demaryius and Willis also had drops Sunday?
Well, you know, hey, that's going to happen from time to time. When you throw the ball a lot, you're going to drop some balls. We just got to cut back on all those mistakes. It's the little things that are hurting us as a football team right now. And if we could eliminate some of those and minimize them, and, you know, maybe one or two instead of having the number that we've had from week to week, that'll help the football team win.
What New England did with its offensive play calling, distilling it down to one-word calls, is that something that you think other teams, including your own, might try to incorporate down the line?
Sure. You know, I think every team wants to play fast, and when you get up a line of scrimmage, whether it's one word, two or three, whatever it is, you know, they're just running their system, playing the game fast. It's very similar, you know, obviously with Josh. You know, I know what, you know, the terminology and stuff they're using, and we did something like that similar in the past year. So it's every team has a no-huddle system, whether how fast you go. It's, you know, depending on what type of quarterback you have, how fast can your system, how fast can your players react to it also. You know, they've been around together for a long time. It's a lot easier to do those things.
Is that something that's very difficult to do during the season itself? That's something you have to start on July, August, that sort of thing?
Are you asking about the tempo or playing no-huddle?
The tempo more than anything.
Well, I think it's just a matter of, you know, what type of players do you have, and how can they react? And, you know, with our no-huddle, we play pretty fast here also. So it's just a matter of, you know, Tom was getting up there, calling a play and running it. And it's nothing, it's just simple plays they're running, and that's what you want to do in those situations when you play in that hurry, so that you make sure that, hey, all 11 guys on your offense know what to do. And it's not, when you go out there and you play up in a hurry-up system, you got to make sure if it's a one quick word, everyone's got to hear it, and everyone's got to be on the same page. You know, up front, the most important thing is that they know, okay, hey, this was the call. Okay, now someone's got to eventually direct everyone. Which direction you're going? Who is the Mike linebacker? Where's everyone pushing to? Or if it's a protection, hey, make sure the back understands how you block in this scheme. So, you know, I think every team's got that in their package.
Norv said yesterday you thought they were getting to the quarterback better on defense than they did last year. Did you see that when you have looked them over?
Yeah, they play extremely hard. You know, they rotate a lot of bodies in the front seven, and you know, at the linebacker defensive line position, they're rolling guys in and staying fresh, and they've done a nice job to this point in time of getting to the quarterback.